You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This program is on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. It's called Muzak for the Observant. Regular host, Emily, not around this week. My name's Andy Resto. I'm going to take it over this week. I host a show called The Burrow on Mondays. This week, I'm going to have a guest in studio. Constantine Katsiris, to chat about an event happening this Saturday for Drone Day, which is in a sense a national holiday created by Weird Canada a few years ago. We're going to hear some more about it on the other side of this opening track by Scant and Tone called Remain Silent. Thank you. tuned in to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Scant in Tone with the track called Remain Silent. And joining me in studio currently is Constantine, who is the man behind Scant in Tone. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. This is on a record called Interrogation of the Crystalline Sublime, or a remix of that record.
Yeah, it's on the bonus disc, which is a remix disc for this record.
Mm-hmm. Great. Main reason that you're coming by this week is an event that you're putting on this Saturday at the new Redgate Review Stage on Granville Island for Drone Day 2017. Aptly titled, maybe? Game of Drones? Lots to cover in order to kind of explain the event. So maybe do you want to give in a nutshell, what is happening this Saturday?
Sure, I'll try and unpack it for you. You're right, it is a lot to kind of take in. So basically we did, for Drone Day this year, we kind of wanted to do something different. It's probably like the third year, I think, that they're doing the Drone Day shows that Weird Canada kind of initiated back in 2014. So for this year, we thought we'd do something new, and I put out an open call for players, basically, to try and do a continuous collaborative performance over many hours. I thought that would be kind of a good scope for getting people together to collaborate and to meet each other, too, in the community. It's good for artists to kind of break out of their shells or out of their, just out of their neighborhood, too, so... We wound up with like over 4 dozen people who were really interested to be a part of it. So the folks at Redgate Review Stage said we could use the theater space for 12 hours. So we're going to run from noon until midnight, basically. With and how it's going to work is we'll have overlapping sets, basically, from the beginning until the end. Each artist will be on stage about 30 minutes, overlapping every 15 minutes. So at any given time, there should be 2 people on the stage droning together.
Droning together.
Yeah.
What could be better?
We'll just see how that works out.
To make buds.
Yeah.
And the title kind of gives the idea that it could be like a clash between the two. But better idea would be the collaboration of the people that are overlapping. And some of the interesting things that can come out of that.
Yeah, well, if it's a clash, there'd definitely be some dissonance as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of banking on that a little bit, too. As far as the game part of it, we had considered, too, to tell people maybe we should drone in one key and whatnot. But, you know, only some of the players on the bill are actually playing instruments like cellos or clarinets and so on, violins. So... and the people with electronics or other instrumentation, maybe they can't actually play in a key.
Right.
So we're kind of banking on that, too, that someone like playing a violin, for instance, is going to be jamming with someone who's using a microwave and electromagnetic sensors or something.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty eclectic as to how it all kind of unfolds.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also nice sometimes if it gets loud enough at any point, you'll have all the kind of tourists strolling around, probably on a really lovely day outside on Granville Island, just getting not knowing what is going on inside the stage, which is also nice.
Yeah, they might hear it like humming from like inside the market or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of banking on that too. I think Redgate's going to really like to have the doors open, the front doors open, and we'll try to invite as many people in that are walking by. If people are interested, they can come in, leave a donation at the door, and come in and check out basically as much of it as they want if they're curious. So
yeah, sweet. And you were saying how this kind of come out of a holiday of sorts that was initiated by Weird Canada called Drone Day. What is it that when looking at the list of all the artists that have signed up to do this, it's eclectic, but it is all kind of under a certain heading. What do you think of when someone says drone music to you? Because it could be, you know, like this minimalist classical music, or it could be, you know, random noise. Like, what is it that kind of ties it together for you?
Yeah, it's interesting. In the last couple of years, I think it's kind of taken it's taken more as a buzzword, picking up maybe where ambient might have left off, right, like in the 90s or something. I mean, when I was growing up, I was kind of figuring out, like you said, about the like the New York minimalist school and these kind of drone performances some decades ago. Also, Indian music has like a drone element as well, the drone and the soloist. So I think I don't know why it was really chosen by Weird Canada. Maybe because it was becoming kind of a buzzword. Maybe due to artists like Tim Hecker, for instance,
right,
who's kind of like as close as you're going to get in Canada to a superstar of this kind of type of music, ambient, drone, experimental. And where the kind of overlap is with all these artists is probably just that it's all pretty left field, or that they're all keen to do something experimental or something, improvisory or, collaborative.
Yeah, cool. This event on Saturday is presented under the heading of Vancouver New Music and then Quiet City, which is a series that you've been putting together for a while. Do you want to chat about Quiet City for a bit?
Oh, yeah, certainly. So I moved to Vancouver in 2008 and just kind of was getting to know the city, getting to know people here. Didn't know too many people when I first moved here. I was regular attending Fake Jazz back then, Fake Jazz Wednesdays at the Cobalt. And after I kind of got my lay of the land, I thought, well, I should start my own concert series here in town too, and try to bring a bit more kind of life to the underground as well, and offer that kind of more ambient-leaning, kind of deep-listening concerts. So it's the start of 2010. We did the first one. I kind of approached Yuriko at Blim back when they were up on Main Street, and we ran the first half a dozen shows at Blim, her shop, After Hours. And back then it was just about getting local artists together under for this kind of more left field, like listening type music, like I said. And there were also benefit concerts for the co-op radio station as well. And then as the years kind of went on, it took on its own life, I guess. And now we're at the stage where the impetus for putting on Quiet City is more or less when international artists are touring through. So it used to be more of a regular, like every 2 months, the series was kind of chugging away like clockwork, and now it's a bit more sporadic, but I'd say the events are a bit of a bigger scale now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Very cool. So for this one on Saturday, like you said, it was a general call out. So most of it is coming from Vancouver, at least people that live here, but you were saying that there have been some random people who are involved that are international, or at least used to be international.
Yeah, a couple of the people that contacted said, oh, I've been living in Vancouver for a little while. I haven't really broken out yet, or haven't really played any shows since I've been living here, and this was like a good opportunity for them to do so. Couple artists like the one Encounter exists there, is from Mexico City, and he's an artist I hadn't come across before, so we're pretty excited to have him. And then there's also John Mead. Jonathan was in a group called Rothko in the early 2000s in the UK, and he's been living in Vancouver for a little while now as well. So yeah, it's interesting that I think the meeting of the minds is going to be pretty epic.
Yeah,
that we're going to have all these people from from all these different kind of areas of music that live in the city, kind of all getting together to try and create one thing.
Yeah.
One project.
Yeah, I feel like you should take, if you take any audio from it, you should then go at the end and put all 30 or whatever it is together and just like play it all at the same time and see what's happening there.
Yeah, or we could take this 12-hour recording and stretch it out to, like, you know, 48 hours or something and make it even more droney.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Cool. Are there any particular performances or any highlights that you see, like, going in now that you're really excited to see what they do?
Well, I think it's a lot of it's all in the overlap, for instance. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the Nausea, Anju Singh's project with violin and effects pedals is going to be overlapping with Matt O'Donnell, who also uses a violin but puts it through a laptop. So these two artists, for instance, it's going to be interesting just to see how the two violins will play together, because they're both going to sound what I imagine will sound completely different.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of what's going to be interesting about this game of drones is going to be the overlap and the collaboration aspect, just creating completely new mixes of music, styles of music as well.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, it sounds really great. Thing you don't really get to experience often here or really anywhere else, I guess. Cool. Are there any last things you want to mention? How do people... You said it's just by donation if you drop by on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take donations at the door and hopefully just get a lot of people out to kind of to experience this thing. I mean, it's... We kind of do it for the love anyways. Mm. It's not going to be like this huge presentation that it's going to see it on the news or anything. Right. It's still pretty underground, right? But we're going to try and get as many people as we can out to experience it with us and to be there. Yeah. We are also talking with one of the artists, Merlin Chipman, who does video feedback. He's been doing video feedback in Vancouver for years and years. Mm-hmm. He wants to set up a station for a video feedback kind of installation that's going to be interactive, so that at least some of the audience members can kind of walk up to the station and manipulate the video that's going to be projected for the whole 12 hours as well.
Okay.
So that's like another little element. We'll try to have a couple little surprises in there.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, should be really nice. Also, at the new Redgate review stage, you got all the nice seating, so sit back and just take it in.
Yeah, perfect place to see a show like this, for sure. No shortage of seating, and really comfortable space. We're really lucky to have that theater in our back pocket, so to speak, mm-hmm. with Redgate running it now. It's really awesome.
Right. Awesome. So that is this Saturday, May 27, from noon to midnight. Any possibility of it just going all night? Everyone's just so stoked that they just keep going.
Oh, man, I hope not. Yeah. I'm going to be so tired by the end. Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll just, like, leave it drone on and just hit the bar across the street.
Yeah,
or
yeah, exactly. Come back in the morning.
Yeah, come back to unpack it.
Yeah, okay. Great. Thanks for coming by.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to move to a track from one of the people who will be involved this Saturday, Gran Am, who does a noise project here in Vancouver. It's a track called Tenderness here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks again, Constantine, for coming by. And Game of Drones this Saturday at Redgate Review Stage.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded-Musqueam Territory, the University of British Columbia, in Canada. This program is on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. It's called Muzak for the Observant. Regular host Emily is away this week, so I have rudely taken the reins, and we have infected the show with drones and whatnot. Not flying drones, but drone music. Truly Muzak, to be honest. Fitting the show title. If you have been tuned in, you heard an interview with Constantine Katsiris. What a name. What a name. Constantine Katsiris, who organizes Quiet City here in Vancouver, which is a concert series. That happens every month or two here in the city, with experimental, noise music and, neoclassical music, etc. And he's putting on an event along with Vancouver New Music this Saturday, May 27th at the Redgate Review Stage called Game of Drones, which is an event for Drone Day. A holiday of sorts created by Weird Canada, Vancouver online publication, a few years ago to celebrate the art of drone music. Sounds really great. It's going to be running from noon to midnight this Saturday. A bunch of different artists. When I say a bunch, I mean 48 or so. That are going to be doing 15-minute half-hour sets, but in 15-minute chunks of overlapping with the next artist to come on. And so there will be kind of random collaborations happening between each artist as they overlap. So it should be really exciting. The music is a bit all over the place. Before the break, we heard a song by Gran-Am, who's going to be part of the festival, called Tenderness. And we're going to go now to a local artist named Daniel Terrence Robertson. We're going to hear the song Garden, which was put out on his record called Death. And Daniel Terrence Robertson will also be doing a set during the Saturday's Drone Day event.
Sitting in Thank you.
was Nil in Ultim Remanabit from the upcoming record Requiem Aeternum by The Nausea. The Nausea is a project by an artist named Andrew Singh from here in Vancouver. And this record is coming out on June 11th, so in a few weeks, on Absurd Exposition. We played that because The Nausea will also be one of the performers playing this weekend at the Drone Day event called Game of Drones at the Red Gate Review Stage. This has been Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to close off the show with just a couple of more excerpts. Our examples of some stuff you might hear this Saturday if you head on down there. Starting with Butter City Poster Boys, we're going to listen to the rest of this song, and then finish things off with Eschatons, which is a group led by John Brennan, who has a friend of the program, friend of the stations, played here before, does improvisational drumming. We'll hear a track from Eschatons to close things out before John Q comes on with Q It Up, as usual, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Thanks again to Constantine for coming on the show this week and chatting about his event. Head on out to Red Gate Review Stage this Saturday. It'll be really great. Noon to midnight, Game of Drones, collaborative drone noise experimental pieces. And also keep your eye out for any Quiet City events happening around the city in the future. So this is Butter City Poster Boys with an untitled track, and after that we are going to listen to Eschatons. Thank you all for listening.